Ryan, this is Houston. How do you read?
Loud and clear.
Oh, you're loud and clear, too. Buddy, could you give us the, you're now 93s. We had lost data at that point.
Yeah, sorry about that, Jim. Here they are. The star angle difference was four balls one, minus four balls one. The target angles were minus 0.067 plus 0.108 plus 0.050. Target 104.4225.
Roger, copy down the 993s, minus 0.067 plus 0.108 plus 0.050. Over.
That's
Hey, Houston, I don't know where Ken is at this point when we pitched up to do our B-52, but I trust he's still keeping an eye on us. Are you, Ken?
Too. And Orion, this is Houston. Just a reminder on the 400 plus 3 and a verb 47.
Roger, we already did that.
Okay, very good. Charlie, this is Houston. Could you put your mic a little closer? Your volume seems to be a little lower than John's.
Okay, how's that?
Much better.
Okay, I had one of them up. Every time I turn my head, I get orange juice.
Ready?
Delicious, Jim, but it's better in your mouth than floating around a cockpit.
I know what you mean. I wish I had some.
As a matter of fact, I've already had an orange shampoo with the helmet on.
I guess that's better than no shampoo.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we were really impressed with that landing site from 10 miles anyway. It sure looks exactly like the LNA.
Okay, Charlie, we're kind of curious about the orange juice problem. Did you have a bag failure?
Well, I think it must be the valve. The command module water had a lot of air bubbles in it,
And when I, of course, when I put my suit on, it sort of compressed everything. And every time my mic comes by and grabs the valve, it bends it down just slightly, which is enough to cause some to squirt out due to the pressure from the suit. Over.
We copy.
I had the same problem all the time in 1G.
Yeah, 1G though, it bend over and it's on your visor and you can lick it off. Casper Orion, transmitting VHFA Simplex, how do you read?
Charlie, this is Houston. We're kind of concerned about Casper, how much orange juice might have spilled out. We're concerned about the amount it might have got in the suit loop and its effect on the LIOH canister.
Jim, most of it, for some reason, floated up under my helmet. I mean, my Snoopy hat. And I'm pretty sticky around temples and all. And I don't think anything, most of it stuck right into my helmet. And the suit loop flow is not enough to drive it down into the suit. And I don't feel like I'm wet at all down in that area. Over.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, I don't think there's any of the suit loop to mount to anything. Looking at Charlie, I can tell where most of it is.
Yeah, Ken, I was just seeing how you read. We're all set to go for your cert. Okay, what kind of set maneuver did you do? All right, thank you.
Ryan, let's try Biomed left.
Okay, you got John's arrhythmia.
Roger.
Houston, Ryan, I'd like to confirm that in System A we have enough ullage volume to get all the propellants out of the tank. Over.
That's not correct, Charlie. We'll give you the exact number here shortly.
Okay, we're still looking at 2,000, about 2,100 PSI on the helium.
Ryan, this is Houston. In answer to your question, Charlie, if you were to lose source pressure right now, you could get 35% out.
Okay, we only have 50% remaining.
Understand. And that 35% is enough to complete the mission.
Okay, do we have a double failure here on the two rigs in that loop?
That's affirmative.
Okay, so what's holding us is that check valve that unseats at about 225 and reseats at 212?
That's correct, Charlie. And really, you should have about 60% in that system. Your gauge has an error in it.
We copy. Roger, we copy.